Thank you for tuning in to American One Article Update. I am Scott McJunkin. Today's article is, come on, put the economy first. Trump's former economic advisor sounds off on Biden's policies. Speaking to WABC Radio on Sunday, former Trump economic advisor Stephen Moore said, my advice to Joe Biden is put the economy first. Come on, put the economy first, put the health crisis first. Moore criticized Biden's slew of environmental executive orders, saying, why is it that they're focusing on climate change when we're in the middle of an economic and health crisis? His comments are in reference to Biden's halting of the Keystone Pipeline, which is projected to cost the American oil and gas industry about 12,000 jobs in the future. Moore also highlighted the impact of this loss in gainful employment as a sign that the Biden administration isn't focusing on getting Americans back to work. Quote, there has not been an appropriate focus on getting Americans back to work, unquote, Moore said. Another of Biden's orders halted new land leases for energy companies who want to use federal land. To Moore, these changes diminishes America's ability to remain energy independent while boosting the economies of foreign countries. To quote, President Biden, if you're listening to the show, please let us use American energy. We should use it all. Oil, gas, coal, nuclear power, wind, solar, let it all work to where we're the energy dominator of the world, unquote. In response to criticism of these policies this past week, John Kerry, who is now leading Biden's special presidential envoy for climate, said laid-off oil and gas workers should seek employment in solar panels. Quote, the same people can do those jobs, but the choice of doing the solar panel one now is a better choice. Kerry went on to say anyone who thinks job loss in the energy sector is due to Biden's policies, quote, have been fed a false narrative, unquote. Kerry also said, quote, other market forces, unquote, are responsible for the loss of employment. However, the career politician and amateur career advisor did not go on to state exactly what these other market forces are, nor did he clarify if those forces were in effect during the Trump administration. This has been your American One Article Update. I'm Scott McJunkin, and thank you for listening.